Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going back a little while. Also, when I was with Duke, the first recording of this number, Echoes of Harlem.
That was Cootie Williams introducing the theme of this podcast, which is Ellingtonians Playing Ellington. Being Ellingtonian was a lifetime badge of distinction. And of course, you like to play the material outside of your time with the band. It was great stuff, and in some cases, some of those pieces are intimately associated with you. In some cases, like Cootie Williams does on the first two pieces here, he's playing Duke's pieces almost as soon as they come out. The first piece is Everything But You. Duke had recorded it on May 1st, 1945, as a ballad with a vocal by Joya Sherrill. But just a little over 2 months later, Cootie Williams recorded it as a bounce tune. Besides Cootie Williams on trumpet, you'll hear a tenor solo by Sam the Man Taylor. I'm Beginning to See the Light is credited to Duke Ellington, Johnny Hodges, Harry James, and Don George. Ellington recorded it with a vocal by Joya Sherrill on December 1st, 1944. Cootie followed very shortly after on February 26, 1945. He plays the theme with his plunger-muted trumpet, and there's a vocal by Warren Evans. Thank you.
But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused the spark that took for a long fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
In the early 20s, Sidney Bechet, the soprano, saxophonist, and clarinetist, played with Duke Ellington for a while. He recorded several Ellington compositions in the course of his career, and I thought I'd play The Mooch. This is from 1941, and the group beside Sidney Bechet on soprano saxophone is Henry Goodwin on trumpet, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Don Donaldson on piano, Ernest Williamson on bass, and Manzi Johnson on drums. Thank you. Drummer Sonny Greer didn't record very many sessions as a leader. This one is from 1945, and it was recorded for the Capitol label. The group that Greer led on this session consists of Taft Jordan on trumpet, Otto Hardwick on alto saxophone, Barney Bigard on clarinet, a West Coast pianist named Emmanuel Duke Brook, Fred Guy on guitar, Red Callender on bass, and Sonny Greer on drums. Brooks and Callender were Los Angeles musicians and were not part of the Ellington Band. And everybody else was part of the current Ellington Band except for Barney Bigard, who had left 3 years previous. I'm going to play two selections by this group. First, The Mooch, then Mood Indigo. Thank you. Things Ain't What They Used to Be is credited to Mercer Ellington as the composer, but the story is that actually it was written by Johnny Hodges and won by Mercer Ellington when Johnny Hodges lost to him in a poker game. This version is by Cootie Williams Big Band and it was recorded in January of 1944. It's a feature for the alto and vocals of Eddie Cleanhead Vinson. This version of It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing was recorded by Al Hibbler in either 1948 or 49 with either Alvin Jr. Raglan or Oscar Pettiford on bass. It's kind of funny, the discography is unclear on those details. But they show the pianist is Billy Strayhorn and Fletcher Jackson on drums. The horns are Ray Nance on trumpet, Tyree Glenn on trombone, and Ben Webster on tenor saxophone.
Don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is swing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. I give that rhythm every little thing you've got. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Baritone saxophonist Harry Carney recorded very few sessions as a leader. In December of 1954, he recorded an album called Harry Carney with Strings, and this is his version of I've Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. You also hear a solo from Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet. Thank you. Like Harry Carney and Sonny Greer, Lawrence Brown, trombonist Lawrence Brown, didn't have very many sessions under his belt as a leader. On this 1955 album called Slide Trombone, we're going to play Caravan. Tenor saxophone solo is by Sam the Man Taylor, whom you heard a little earlier with Cootie Williams, who basically gave him his start. The rhythm section is Leroy Lovett on piano, Lloyd Trotman on bass, and Louis Belson on drum. Interestingly, Lawrence Brown uses the plunger during the song, something he was very resistant to doing when he returned to the band 5 years after this date.
Thank you.
We're going to hear another version of Caravan, and we're also going to hear from Cootie Williams again. This is from an album session that was maybe 1960. There's no discographical information on the album. It was recorded for a small label called Warwick, and none of the musicians are listed, so I don't know very much about it. That's one of the things I need to research for the book. This live version of Warm Valley was recorded in 1982 by Jimmy Hamilton and his group at the Buccaneer Hotel in the U.S. Virgin Islands. It started out as a feature in the Ellington Band for Johnny Hodges in 1940. And on this recording, Jimmy Hamilton plays tenor saxophone, then switches to alto at the end. Thank you. This last Ellington cover is another version of I'm Beginning to See the Light. And again, this features Cootie Williams, but he's the co-leader here along with Rex Stewart. This is from an album recorded in May of 1957 called The Big Challenge. The soloists exchange 8-bar phrases in pairs. In order, you'll hear Rex Stewart on cornet, followed by Cootie Williams on trumpet, then a pair of tenor saxophonists, first Coleman Hawkins, and then followed by Bud Freeman. Then there's a pair of trombonists, Lawrence Brown and J.C. Higginbotham. So on that one track, we hear from three Ellingtonians, Williams, Stewart, and Brown.
Thank you.
That's just a small sample of the amount of material that's out there of the Ellingtonians working with Duke's material outside of the band. I'd like to thank you for listening and remind you that there's additional information about the recordings that I played on our website at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. My name is Steve Bowie, and as I always like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something you ought to know.